This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you gorgeous disasters. Welcome back to the Deep Dive, where we take your intel, the articles, the brain dumps, and we refine that shit into pure gold. No unicorn farts here.
Just straight up actionable advice for those of you who are ready to dominate the wedding world.
Exactly. And this time, you glorious rule breakers, you've handed us a real humdinger courtesy of Engaged AF Magazine.
The March follow-up. Did you actually do the shart we told you to?
Damn. They really went there, didn't they? Talk about a no-bullshit wake-up call, and that's exactly why we love them.
They're speaking our language bold, unapologetic, and ready to kick some serious ass in the wedding industry.
And that's exactly the energy we're bringing to this deep dive.
So buckle up, buttercup, because we're about to dissect this article and give you the tools to make 2025 your bitch.
Let's do this.
First things first, the article throws us right back to March Rim when they dropped that truth bomb about contact forms.
Oh, hell yeah. They went straight for the jugular, and honestly, yeah. It's about damn time.
Seriously. If your contact form is longer than a CVS receipt, you are losing potential clients faster than a bouquet toss in a hurricane.
No joke. People want information fast. They don't have time to write a novel just to inquire about your services.
So what was the golden rule they laid down?
Keep it short and sweet. Name, email what they're looking for. And for the love of all that is holy, make sure that bad boy integrates with your CRM or at the very least your email system.
Otherwise, your inbox is going to look like a goddamn war zone.
And nobody wants to spend their precious time digging through that mess to find a legitimate lead.
Now, they also dropped this little gem about using drop-down menus in your form. Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah. Pure genius. Talk about working smarter, not harder.
Imagine this. A potential client selects wedding photography from the drop-down. And bam, your system automatically sends them a personalized welcome email with your photography packages and a link to schedule a consultation.
Boom, instant gratification for them and less work for you.
Automation is the key to scaling your business without losing your sanity, and drop-down menus are your secret weapon.
And the best part.
You can set it and forget it.
So while you're busy out there slaying the wedding game, your contact form is working its magic in the background.
No more plain email tag, just seamless client onboarding.
Speaking of which, they didn't hold back on the whole follow-up situation either.
Oh, no, they do not. Ghosting potential clients is basically the kiss of death in this industry.
It's like showing up to a wedding in sweatpants and a stained t-shirt.
You just don't do it.
So Engaged AF was very clear. You need a solid follow-up sequence.
And they gave us the blueprint.
First, you hit them with an immediate thank you on a response. Just a quick little something to acknowledge their inquiry and let them know you're on it.
Then a gentle nudge around the 3-day mark, just checking in and seeing if they have any questions.
And finally, a more detailed follow-up at the 1-week point, maybe highlighting some of your most popular services or sharing some rave reviews from past clients.
Consistency is key, people.
Yeah.
It shows you're professional and you actually give a damn about their business.
Ghosting just screams, I don't really care if you book me or not, and nobody wants to work with someone who gives off that vibe.
Okay, now let's talk about showing your face.
And by face, we mean your authentic, beautiful, messy, wonderful self.
The days of hiding behind perfectly curated Instagram feeds are over. People want to see the real you.
And they want to see your work too, but not just the airbrushed highlight reel.
Give them behind-the-scenes glimpses. Show them the sweat, the tears, the laughter. The moments that make a wedding truly unforgettable.
Show the stories that make your heart sing, and don't be afraid to get personal.
People connect with stories, they connect with vulnerability, and they connect with passion.
And if you're not showcasing those things online, you're doing yourself a huge disservice.
The article made a brilliant point about becoming an AI-generated ghost of a brand, and it's so true.
In a world that's increasingly dominated by algorithms and automation, authenticity is your superpower.
It's what sets you apart from the competition. And it's what draws clients to you like moths to a flame.
Now, for the love of all that is holy, let's talk about pricing guides, because this is where so many vendors trip and fall.
They get so caught up in telling their story and showcasing their journey that they forget the most important thing.
Clarity.
Potential clients don't want to read a novel. They want to know three things. What do you offer? How much does it cost? And what's the damn value proposition?
Engaged AF gave us the perfect formula for a killer pricing guide. This is what you get. This is why it slaps. Here's how to book me.
Boom. Mic drop. It's bold. It's direct. and it leaves absolutely no room for confusion.
And listen, if you're confident in the value you bring to the table, your prices will speak for themselves.
So ditch the fluff and give the people what they want, clear, concise, and easy to understand pricing information.
Now, we know life happens, shit gets crazy, and sometimes we fall behind.
But the folks at Engaged AF aren't about to let you off the hook that easily.
Oh, hell no. They came armed with a 4-step recovery plan to get your ass back on track.
And it all starts with picking one thing per week to focus on.
Feeling overwhelmed.
Totally understandable, but trying to tackle everything at once is a recipe for disaster.
So choose one area, whether it's revamping your contact form, creating a killer follow-up sequence, updating your pricing guide, or finally showing your face online.
And then put it in your damn calendar.
This isn't just about thinking about it while you're scrolling through TikTok. You need to schedule dedicated time and treat it like a non-negotiable appointment with your most important client.
Which is you, by the way.
And step 3, tell someone out loud with actual words.
Accountability is key, people.
Whether you blast it on social media, tell a trusted friend, or slide into the DMs of Engaged AF, you need to put it out there in the universe.
Because when you voice your goals, you're way more likely to follow through.
And finally, step 4, hire help if you need it.
This isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength.
Recognizing your limitations and bringing in experts to handle the tasks that drain your energy is a smart business move.
Whether it's a virtual assistant, a graphic designer, or even an AI tool like ChatGPT, don't be afraid to delegate.
And now for the final truth bomb.
Are you ready for this?
Dreams don't mean shit without execution.
You can have the most brilliant ideas, the most stunning portfolio, but if you're not putting in the work, it's all just a fantasy.
Engaged AF was crystal clear about who's going to dominate the wedding industry in 2025 and beyond.
It's the ones who show up prepared, who answer inquiries promptly, who automate their systems, who create consistent, engaging content, and who are constantly evolving.
They're the ones who ditch the excuses and embrace the hustle.
So what's the challenge they laid down for you?
Are you going to keep scrolling through Instagram making excuses, or are you going to step up and level up your business?
The choice is yours.
So what's the big takeaway from this deep dive into the wild world of Engaged AF?
It's simple. Taking bold, consistent action is the key to success in this industry.
It's not about chasing every shiny new trend. It's about mastering the fundamentals and showing up for your clients like the rock star you are.
And it all leads us to that final provocative thought.
Ready for it.
Booked out vendors don't just manifest it, they fucking earned it.
So the question is, are you ready to earn it?
Until next time, keep digging deep, keep pushing boundaries, and keep that hustle strong.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive into the real, raw, and unfiltered world of the wedding industry.
Peace out, beautiful bastards.
And go get them.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.